The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast and another member of the squad for 2021, asterisk subject to visa clearance, Karen Bailey.
Oh, the old asterisk subject to visa clearance.
Before we look at the re-signing, how did the last couple of months? We haven't spoken for ages.
Oh, look, I think I've been like most people. There's been hard times, there's been challenging times, there's been good times of personal development, there has been reflection, but all in all, I'm good. I am happy to be back on the netball court and around the girls and back into a bit of a routine now. Lockdown was tough, especially being away from family and close friends, but I'm on the other side, and yeah, I'm really enjoying being back at netball now.
2020 was one of those seasons, really. I mean, we only had three rounds, and then the fact that Storm v Thunder was the last game, bit of a distant memory.
It honestly is. Yeah, it honestly is. It's been, what, 6 or 7 months now. And I think when you kind of look back and go, okay, wow, I've been out of netball for that long. The last time, you know, I've been out of netball that long is probably when, you know, I did my MCL or something. But even then, you're still part of the rehab group from as soon as you had surgery. So for a lot of girls, including myself, this is the longest that they've been away from the court.
What was it like in between the, obviously, the last game and then the cancellation of the entire league? Just being in, I suppose, limbo in those couple of weeks?
Yeah, do you know what? They were actually the hardest times, because I think being an import, you were sitting here in the UK contemplating, do I go home? Am I staying? If I go home, the chances are I probably won't be able to get back to the UK in time should a season continue. So I know that myself and Leah were kind of in this predicament where we were having to make really challenging decisions as to whether we stayed or whether we went. And, you know, we made the executive decision that we were going to stay in the hope that a season continued. And, you know, when they finally made that decision, it was a bit of a devastating blow, because we had sacrificed returning home in the bid that, you know, even if it was just a weekend competition, that we would get that. And it was really devastating that didn't go ahead, but obviously for the right reasons. It was really hard just sitting in limbo waiting for any news. Every kind of 3 weeks, and when an update come, you'd just be sitting there with your fingers crossed, hoping that you get a glimmer of light. But yeah, it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
You had Leah. How important was she? I mean, obviously the rest of the girls though, but just a fellow Australian and somebody like her who maybe understood it a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we became each other's tower of strength, because we were both here. We were both experiencing very similar feelings. We both had highs and lows. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It was really challenging. It was hard for us. And we were both lucky because we do have our partners here for support. But you're constantly questioning what you're doing and whether you should be going home. What your purpose is, you know, being an import, unfortunately, when COVID hit, financial troubles came into play as well, because you lose your income through coaching opportunities and stuff like that. So it wasn't just stepping away from a netball court, it was kind of losing that self-independence and that freedom as well. And yeah, that was really, really difficult. So kind of having someone who was in the same situation as me, going through the same emotions that I was going through, it was really great to just be able to constantly liaise with her and get through it together.
What did you make of how New Zealand and obviously the Suncorp handled going back into the league?
Yeah, look, I think if any of us girls had the opportunity to do something like that, then I think majority of the girls would have jumped at it. Again, it's a difficult decision, and full kudos to all of those girls that went over to Brisbane and went into quarantine. it's difficult enough sometimes to get through the netball season and the constant sacrifice that you give, but to pack up your life and, you know, a lot of these girls only got a couple of weeks notice to pack up your life for 3 months and go into a hub. It's just, yeah, so difficult. And I give full credit to every single girl and every single team that did it, because it certainly would have been hard.
Whether or not you're connected with the Super League or just on a local prem team, the importance of connecting with your teammates. Storm did that via Zoom calls and the like, didn't
I? Yeah, we did actually. Mickey ran a little weekly quiz.
I've heard stories about this.
Yeah, do you know what? If you ever need a quiz master, she is actually quite good at them, to be honest. So, yeah, we ran weekly quizzes, which were fantastic. And then, yeah, we touched base every Wednesday as well. And, you know, every Monday you can guarantee you'd get the message from Mickey being like, you know, how are you traveling? How are you going? How are you feeling? You know, all that sort of stuff. So I feel like Storm did as much as they possibly could have done during that time to keep us all connected. And you felt supported throughout the whole time, which is a really, really great thing, because during that time it could have been completely the other way. So, yeah, there was lots of laughs, lots of fun. You know, who knows, maybe we'll bring in the weekly quiz in season. I'll have to talk to her about it.
I'm sure Neve will be chuffed about that. Didn't she have a stinker of a couple of quizzes? Although she was busy. She did have an excuse.
One quiz where it was like, guess the UK voice, and you can imagine how my partner Bryn and I, both being Aussies, went with that one. I think we probably got one right in the whole 20 questions. Yeah, I don't think she polled very highly on that week with us.
I mean, we looked at it earlier, but it's just about being mentally strong and getting through it. Was there anything in particular that you did?
Do you know what? During the time, I actually set myself my own personal goals. So I entered COVID and kind of, I guess, the shock and the overwhelmment kind of for me was just like, oh my God, this is the reality of the situation. So I can either finish COVID and come out of it and go, oh my gosh, that crushed me, or I can come out of it being like, I've achieved stuff. So in my household, Bryn and I basically went, we're going to learn languages. So he's been learning French and I've been learning Spanish, and throughout the whole 6 months we've actually stuck with it. And then on a fitness level, because we obviously had to keep fit in the hope that the season may have continued, or obviously coming into 2021, I was hopeful at that point that I would be signed, and thankfully I have been, but you had to stay fit. So for me, it was setting myself personal challenges. And during season, I don't get to put a lot of running load through my body, because obviously I'm on court and I'm playing. I'm a little bit older now, so the joints don't tolerate as much. But for me, it was actually trying to smash out a 5K run, which a lot of people think, oh, you know, you're an athlete, you should be able to do that easy. But for me, I'm not a natural runner. So, yeah, I stuck to catch 5K and finally in the end smashed out a few 5K runs. So for me, it was kind of like that was a huge tick box for me. So, yeah, just little challenges to kind of keep me motivated. But, yeah, it was certainly tough at times. But I think I look back on COVID now and go, you know what, I did the right things. I looked after myself. I had the support that I needed. I set challenges for myself, and it didn't defeat me. I came out of it a better person. So
yeah, important. Since you joined Storm, how have you seen things develop on your game? Has it changed?
Yeah, I think any time that you join a new club, it changes. The personnel that you have around you naturally means that you have to change as a player. How I play doesn't necessarily complement how everyone else plays around me. So you naturally have to adapt as a player to the team and the environment that you have. And that's no different for 2021 with our newbies that are come in, which, you know, fans, you'll find out who they are later. But it'll be about adapting again, about who's in front of me. So, yeah, I certainly think, and I don't think as a player you ever want to stop growing. I never want to turn around at the end of the year and go, I learned nothing new. I did nothing new. I always want to be like, I'm still trying to be a better player, whether that's I'm trying to learn a different role in a team, whether that's a leadership role, whether that's a mentoring role, whether that's me being like I'm the boss in the circle or whatever it is. You want to feel like, or whether it's learning how to play goal attack, like I'm constantly wanting to still learn and grow. And I think when you stop wanting to do that, it's probably when you should hang up the dress.
Being announced as a headline signing, pretty special. One of three the press releases. So come on, go with the other two.
You'll have to wait and see. Come on, Andy.
Is that for after we finish recording? Okay.
You should definitely know better. You're going to have to wait like everybody else.
We already been together in training back in Sports Park?
Yeah. So we actually started non-compulsory training through September. And we had quite a few kind of trialists actually come in and train with us girls with heaps of talent. And then throughout October, we've obviously been doing our compulsory training sessions now. So heaps of depth, heaps of talent, some raw talent, some young talent, some experienced talent. It's exciting. So I know I say it every year, but I'm so excited to get back out there and, yeah, look at what we can achieve in 2021.
And from what you've seen in those first couple of sessions, are things shaping up nicely?
Yeah, I think so. It's crazy that the connections and the partnerships are already started to develop and develop at such a deep level that you wouldn't expect already after, you know, 6 weeks of training. So I kind of sometimes sit back and go, if that's 6 weeks of training, you know, what's 6 months? Because, you know, we have quite a while still till season. So yeah, I can't wait come February when we're ready to go and all those connections are fully cemented.
The fans are naturally excited and want to know what's happening with the squad. You've been announced as one of the headline. Who are the other two? No, I've already asked that one, but I'm going to ask it again. any response the second time I ask you it?
Look, I would just say the other two are exciting. One obviously plays with me. I won't tell you where the other one plays. You'll have to just wait for that one. But yeah, they're exciting talent. That's all I'm going to say.
You're I'm just going to have to wait.
She was going to say, you know what? The fans will be supportive and happy when they find out, because that's the caliber of fans that we have at Storm. So they will be happy to wait, unlike you, Andy.
Does this wait until February seem an age, or just is it more of a urge to get back even sooner?
Oh, do you know what? I'm actually in two minds about this. February seems so far away to me, yes. But I think with the current environment that we're finding ourselves in the moment, I think for me it's like, well, maybe February will be safe. Maybe the season will, like, you know, be safe to go ahead. And I think selfishly I'm like, maybe in February means that our fans can come watch us. Like, how amazing would that be to just 2021 not be affected? And then part of me is like, oh my gosh, I've got 5 month preseason to go. But yeah, look, I think we need the longer preseason. Again, girls have been out of the sport for like 6 or 7 months. You're getting back on court and you're doing change of directions and catching balls and attack and defense, and you forget, you know, all these muscles that you haven't worked for 6 months, and they certainly remind you of that. So I think you do need that time frame to make sure that you're not risking injury when you come back into full contested sport. I think selfishly just want to get back out on that court as soon as possible. I can't wait to get on court for obviously myself and for the girls, but also to just thank the fans that have been there and supported us the whole way. And, you know, quite a lot of messages and support has come through throughout these times, and those things are absolutely cherished by every single player. So thank you if you're one of those ones that have sent me a message during these times and just touched base, just to let you know that it does mean the world to me. And yeah, I can't wait to get back out on court and, you know, thank you personally for doing that.
Makes all that little bit of difference, doesn't it? Karen, thanks absolutely. So much in the meantime.
Thanks heaps for having me on.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.